Ralph Nader hasn't actually promised to run as a Green again yet, but the party has launched an effort to draft him and convince him to compete with the four other announced candidates. Party co-chair Ron Hardy says since there are no Greens on the state's official primary ballot, he won't be voting. But he expects many of the more than 40,000 people who voted for Nader in 2004 will vote for either Ron Paul or Mike Gravel. He thinks few will vote for Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama.
I think people are all across the board. I don't think either Clinton or Obama have come out strong enough in opposition to the war. They've both offered some rhetoric, but neither of them have really come out calling for an immediate end of the war. And so I think Greens are going to have to make up their own decisions.
That prediction is consistent with the unpredictability of how other third-party or independent voters will deal with a ballot that doesn't have their candidate on it. That's according to UW-Madison political scientist Charles Franklin.
It's easy to predict they go massively for one candidate or another, but the track record in the primary so far has been that discontented nonpartisans have really fractured their vote across a number of different candidates.
While Greens may be discontented with this primary, State Party co-chair Ron Hardy says most are excited about the prospect of having the opportunity to vote for Ralph Nader again, or for former Georgia Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, the other nationally known political figure vying to top the Green Party ticket in November. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.